Good evening. Thank you so much for having me here tonight. Even though that Pastor Cole is not here, I want to thank him. Mrs. Cole is here. Thank you so much, ma'am. And thank you, church family, for supporting us through the years. It's been 5 years. Thank you so much for faithful prayers and sending your support to us every month. We are forever grateful to you folks for allowing us to be your partners in the ministry in the Philippines. Thank you so much. On behalf of my people in Bible Center Baptist Mission, we want to say thank you so much to Faith Bible Baptist Church for being a partner to us. I was here way back 2002, if I remember right, with my wife the last time that we were here. The first time that I visited this church was with Brother Ricky Celestial, and then Pastor Cole gave me a chance to go back with my wife in 2002. And then on November 7, 2002, my wife and I fly back to the Philippines, and we started a work in Cavite, south of Manila, about 2 hours away. If you know anything about the Philippines, Manila is the capital city. And if you go south, you will find our province, Cavite. And we are working now in the capital city of the province, which is Trece Martires City. In English, that is 13 martyrs. In history, 13 young men was killed on that place because of their fought against independence, or for independence. So that's why it was named after them, 13 martyrs, Trece Martires City. 45,000 in population, only one small Baptist church when we got there, and the church was struggling. So we prayed to the Lord that God will give us a place there that we could rent and start a work. For 3 years, my wife and I are looking for a place to rent. And it's really hard. We've been walking throughout the streets of the city, and we can't find one. And I pray to God, Lord, just give me 1 week, one more week. And then we started looking again, and finally, on the last day, God brought us to a place that we could rent, and we rent it for 5 years now. On the first Sunday, my wife and I have the first service. Just me and my wife, and that morning I preached to her. This one? Okay. So the first service, just me and my wife, I preached to her, and she said no more. So we do visitations, soul winning, door to door, inviting people to come to the church. And by the grace of God, we have now 65 people in the church. And 30 young people gathered together in Sunday afternoon, studying the Word of God. And during Saturday afternoon, we do children ministry. We gathered 50 kids in the community, teach them the Bible, and feed them physically. Because most of them are malnourished. 75% of the people in the Philippines are poor. If you work a whole day job in the Philippines, a regular job, 10 hours work in one day, you can earn $3. So if you're single, you can probably survive. But if you have a wife and children, no way. So most of them are malnourished. So the Lord burdened our hearts to help them in some way that we can do. So our people sacrificially give, and we feed them once a week on Saturday afternoon. And every week, the attendance is getting higher because kids invite other kids. So we pray that the Lord will continue to bless it. Just last week, we have our vacation Bible school, and my wife said that we have 70 children in attendance, and most of them are learning their verses, Bible stories. And most of them, their parents come on their graduation day, and a lot of them have profession of faith. So please do pray that God will continue to bless our work there. Actually, every time that we have our service, a lot of people are staying outside because the place that we are renting for 5 years now are too small for us. So there's no place for them inside. And we pray that God will give us this property. I'm trying to raise money for this land. It's 500 square meters property, and it costs $20,000. I'm praying for 20 churches or individuals that will give at least $1,000, one-time love gift, that we could be able to purchase this land and build a church so that more people could come and more people could hear the gospel. The Philippines now is the most open country in Asia. We can preach anywhere. We can invite people anywhere. We can just along the street, we can teach the children. So please do pray that the Lord will continue to bless our ministry there. And the problem is the cults are growing too in the Philippines. If you will look at my display board where it says Mission Field, you could see a lot of nice building there. That was a Mormon church, a Jehovah's Witness church, a Catholic church, a Pentecostal church, a Church of Christ, and no Baptist church yet. So please do pray that the Lord will help me on this deputation work. This is the first time I was away from my wife and my son and our church people. So it's really hard for me. Actually, when I get on that plane, tears just flow in my eyes. And I just want to get down, you know, get off on that plane. But I couldn't. I have no choice. But I trust the Lord. And this song that I will sing is really helped me a lot. When I'm so lonely and just miss my wife and my son, I always sing this song. And it was a blessing for me. I hope that it will be a blessing for you too.
How can I sing when I'm broken-hearted? How can I smile when nothing is right? How can I go on when my day is weary, when it seems there's no hope inside? I know a place I can go when I'm lonely. It's a place that's not far away. It's a place where God and I can be together, a place where I long to stay. In my quiet hour, He meets my every needs. In my quiet hour, when I'm down on my knees, in my quiet hour, He gives me strength and power. When I'm in my quiet hour, I found His grace to face another day. How can you sing when you're broken-hearted? How can you smile when nothing is right? How can you go on when your day is weary, when it seems there's no hope inside? But I know a place you can go when you're lonely. It's a place that's not far away. It's a place where God and you can be together, a place where I long to stay. In my quiet hour, He meets my every needs. In my quiet hour, when I'm down on my knees, in my quiet hour, He give me strength and power. When I'm in my quiet hour, I found His grace to face another day.
If you have your Bible tonight, please open it with me in Matthew chapter 9. I will not keep you long tonight. Please say amen. By the way, Filipinos are so thankful to Americans because of three M's. First of all, missionary. The first missionary that stepped on the islands of the Philippines, 7,107 islands to be exact, were American missionaries. In 1800, one of your missionary came to our place and preach the Word of God. That's why we are here now preaching the Word of God. Second is military. When Japanese and Spaniards invaded the Philippines for many, many years, the first country that sent their military was America. That's why we have independence today. Guess what is the third M? McDonald's. You could find McDonald's anywhere now in the Philippines. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to verse 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes around, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. I will again read verse 37 and verse 38. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Let's pray. Most gracious God and Heavenly Father, we come humbly tonight, O God, to thy throne of grace, because we are so unworthy just to read thy word and study, O God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that may you help us tonight as we try to study thy word. Give us the Holy Spirit to understand it, O God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you may help me, O Lord, tonight as I stand behind the pulpit of a man of God. I was so honored and privileged to stand in the midst of these people. I pray, Heavenly Father, that may you help me. I come so far, O God. I left my wife, my son, and our church to be here tonight. I pray, O God, that may I be a blessing to them. You said in thy word, if there is two or three gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. So we are surely, O God, that you are here tonight. I pray that you just speak, O God. As Samuel said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. I pray, Heavenly Father, that may you speak to each and every one of us tonight. I pray, O God, that if there's anyone here that is still unsaved, I pray, O God, that may this the day of their salvation. I pray, Heavenly Father, that if there's any Christian here that are discouraged, I pray that may you use your word to encourage them. If there's any Christian here, O God, that ready to quit, I pray that may you use thy word, O God, to help them keep on keeping on. I pray, Heavenly Father, that may you just be with us, speak to us. We need this so much, Lord. Thank you so much for this ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. Everyone in this entire world has a mission or purpose in life. Isn't it, Pastor said? Everyone, even Filipinos, Americans, or any other nationalities, every individual in this world has a mission or purpose in life. Some men, their mission in life is to be a father. Some ladies is to be a mother. Don't you know that people today are paying millions of dollars to be a father or a mother someday? And yet some father and mother neglect the great responsibility. Even in the Philippines, if you go to the Philippines, you will see a lot of street children from 2 years old above, begging money just to survive on the streets. And I'm sure that those kids have parents, but their father and mother neglect the great responsibility. Every mission or purpose in one's life is so important in the eyes of the Lord. But I want to tell you tonight that there is one greater among the missions or purpose in life, and that is to keep people out of hell. The greatest mission that God ever given to man was to keep people out of hell. Doctor's job is important because they heal sickness. They give medicine to sick people. Firemen's work is important because they keep our place out of fire. Policemen is important because they keep peace around our communities. Military's work is important because they keep our freedom and fight for liberty. And yet, the most important work in this life is to keep people out of hell. What matters to God is what for eternity. Our life here is temporary, my friend. It will not last. One of these days, it will be over. It will be the end. So what matters most in the eyes of God is eternity. I want to tell you some things tonight that others did for this mission. I just have three things. I told you a while ago, I will not keep you long. First of all, God the Father gave His Son for the mission. The God of heaven, the one who created everything, the one who put the sun, the moon, the stars in the universe, the one who created the earth, the one who created the animals, the trees, and everything that we see, gave His Son for the mission. When I was a young man, my teacher told me about evolution, and I'm almost believe it, but thank God I got saved. It is creation, not evolution. The Bible says in the book of Genesis that God get dust from the ground and form it. When He created the universe, He says it. When He created the moon, the sun, and the stars, He says it. When He created the light, He said, there may be light, and there was light. But when He created man, He formed it. You know from what? From the dust of the ground. It made me wonder why God didn't use wood or any other fiber that is a little expensive. God used dust. Even in the Philippines, we don't sell dust. You go to Walmart, Kmart, Big Lots, any other store here, they don't sell dust, isn't it? But God Almighty, get the dust of the ground and form it. The first man is still dust, only has a form, like a man. But when God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, the dust that has a form like a man, the Bible says, became a living soul. It means to say, my friend, still dust that has life from God. Our self is still dust. We just have life from the Lord. And that life is from God. I can understand why people take their lives. For the first place, it's not theirs, it's from God. Don't waste our lives. It's from the Lord. There's a song that says, only one life, soon it will pass. But only what's done for Christ will last. God the Father gave His Son for the mission. Some of us have 2 children. 3, 4. Pastor said, got 3. 1 more coming. God the Father got 1. The only begotten, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Tonight, if there's somebody that will knock at your door and said, will you give me your son? Pastor said, you have 3. Give me 1. Will you? No way. I have 1. 2 years old. His name is Kenneth. And I will not give him to anyone. My friend, God the Father got 1. His only begotten son. He don't have 2. He don't have 3. Just only 1. The only begotten son of God. And yet the Bible said, God the Father gave his son for the mission. To keep you and me out of hell. He gave his son. They've been together from eternity past to eternity future. They've never been separate. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Father gave His Son for the mission. You know why the Lord Jesus Christ says on that cross when He was hanging there? And He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because the first time God the Father in heaven turned His back to His Son. Because of your sin and my sin on that cross. For the first time, His Father that has been with Him from eternity turned His back to His Son. Because of your sin and my sin, He gave His Son to keep us out of hell. God the Father gave His Son for the mission. When you read John chapter 5, verse 20. John chapter 5, verse 20, the Bible says. When I read this verse, it broke my heart. Because it says, for the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than this, that ye may marvel. The Father loveth His Son. I love my Son so much. I miss him terribly. I always think of him. How much more God the Father loves His Son. They've been together from eternity past. The world is not here yet. You and I are not existing yet. There's no moon. There's no stars. They've been together from eternity past. No time could have that eternity, timeless, forever. And they've been together. And He loves His Son so much. But the Bible says, He loves you and me too. That He sent His Son to die on that cross. God the Father gave His Son for the mission. Secondly, 2 more. God the Son gave His life for the mission. My friend, no one took His life. No one. Not the Roman soldiers that nailed Jesus on the cross took His life. Not the Jewish people that cried, crucified Him, took His life. Not the rulers of their times, not Pilate, not the emperor of Rome, not the high priest. No one took the life of our Lord. Even the nail on the cross never took His life. Because He gave His life for the mission. He gave His life. It's a voluntary death. He volunteered Himself to die for you and for me to keep us out of hell. It's a vicarious death. The most shameful and suffering death even today that man could ever experience. There's a movie, The Passion of the Christ. When I seen it, tears just flow on my eyes. And I understand there's nothing to compare. That movie is nothing to compare what the Lord did on the cross. And yet that movie made me cry. How much more did the Lord went through when he was on the cross? There's a song that says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Can you imagine? Christ was hanging on that tree, naked with the shame of sin. And the Bible says, he doesn't look like a man at all. He's like an animal hanging there. And yet when he was hanging on that cross, your name and your face is flashing on his mind. And he said, I'm doing this just for him. Can you imagine that? God the Son gave his life for the mission. He can call the legions of angels in heaven and go back to heaven and sit on the throne. And he did not do that. He chose the way of the cross to keep you and me out of hell. When he died on the cross, the blood was shed. Listen it, preacher. Because for there's the remission of sin is by the shedding of the blood. When his blood was shed, he shed his life. Because the Bible says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Don't you know that his blood is just one kind? It's not the same blood. It's not the same blood that Adam had, the first man. It's not the same blood that you have and I. It's not the blood that any other famous people here on earth. Even President Bush. It's not that blood. Even the King of Europe. Even Prince Charles. Even their blood. It's not the same kind of blood that Jesus has. His blood is just one kind. It's sinless. It's pure. It's priceless. You can put the blood together from Adam to the last baby that will be ever born in this world. And put our blood together and put in a big container. I guarantee you, my friend, it will never match even one drop of the blood of Christ. If you will ask a doctor today about a woman that has been pregnant, he will say, the skin of that baby from the mother, the eyes, the hair, the nose, the hands, everything, except one. The blood always from the father. And Christ has no human father, my friend. It's a virgin birth, the Bible says. His blood is from the Father. It's the blood of God. The blood that was shed on that cross was from the one who created the universe. When Abel offered the first sacrifice in the book of Genesis, the blood of that sheep covered his sin. When the high priest entered the holiest of holies of the tabernacle once a year and offered for the sin of the nation, when God accepted it, the blood of that animal covered the sin of the nation. And when John the Baptist in the New Testament saw the Lord Jesus Christ walking, he said, behold the Lamb of God. It did not say it will cover the sin of the world, Pastor said. The Bible said it will take it away, the sin of the world. His blood is just one kind. And that blood was shed for you and for me on that cross. One drop of his blood can cover all our sin. God the Son gave his life for the mission. God the Father gave his Son. God the Son gave his life. And my challenge to you tonight, what can we do for the mission? First of all, we can pray. As our text says, pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. My friend, it's harvest time now. Our time is running out, actually, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We are almost hearing the trumpet sound. Christ is on his way. Our time is running out, my friend. And how much we are praying that God will send more laborers into his harvest. I guarantee you, if you will make a study of your time in just one day, how much time do you watch television? How much time do you eat? How much time do you study? How much time do you other things? How much time do you talk to your cell phones and your telephone? I guarantee you, the less time that you have is your praying time. And yet the Bible says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. My friend, we need more prayer warriors that God will send forth laborers into his harvest. Every one of us here is a missionary. Maybe you are not missionary to the Philippines, but you are missionary in your own place. Maybe your mission field is your neighbor, your classmate, your co-laborer, your friends, mother, father, brother, sister. Maybe that there is your mission field. Have you prayed for them? Have you? There's a preacher says, if you can preach like Peter, if you can pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus and says he died for all. My friend, our time is running out. When is the last time you tell someone that Jesus died for them? When is the last time? If Christ will come tonight, are your neighbor heard the gospel already? Your friend, co-laborer, classmate, anyone that you knew? Do they hear the gospel already? When is the last time we pray for them? The greatest battle that Christian ever faced today is prayer battle. We lost the touch of prayer in our lives. If we just remember Elijah when he prayed on that Mount Carmel, 400 against one, my friend. And here, all of us here, Christian. And yet Elijah challenged those 400 men. Those 400 men prayed to Baal, and Baal did not answer. And Elijah prayed just once, and God answered his prayer. Are we praying? We can be a missionary. If you pray for someone to be a missionary, don't forget to pray for you first to be a missionary. As Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. We can be a missionary anywhere we are, in our house, in our work, in the school. We can be a missionary. God is looking for more missionaries tonight that will tell somebody that Jesus died for them. Don't forget, God the Father gave his Son. God the Son gave his life. What can we do for the mission? Pastor said.